And it's recording.
All right. Let's start with our first question. Usually, I would not be this unprofessional. But anyway. Okay, so the questions are going to be in two parts.
Okay.
And so it's going to focus on tournaments mm-hmm. and practice rounds.
Okay.
So part one. What would you consider a bad golf shot?
Depends. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you can have a bad shot, but it's still on the green,
mm-hmm.
and with a bad swing, but sometimes you can also have a good shot that you felt it was good,
mm-hmm.
but it's still not on the green. So, I mean, there's like different perception of that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, a bad shot is when I really, like when my swing wasn't okay and when
mm-hmm.
I just didn't like the contact with the ball.
Okay. And you didn't like the result of it?
Not yeah. so much. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think coach considers a bad shot?
It depends. I think, like, if it's during a tournament or during mm-hmm. a practice, like, she would always, like, see the results of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think during the, like, during a tournament, a bad shot for her is like a missing green or like a missing fairway.
Okay. So how would you say coach usually reacts after you hit one of those bad shots, either what you consider a bad shot or what she considers a bad shot? In a tournament?
I mean, I would always consider it as a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not on the green. I would, okay. like, during a tournament, if it's not on the green or if I miss the fairway, I would yes. always say, no, it wasn't a bad shot. It was okay. a bad shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you think coach responds to that? If you hit a bad shot, how do you think, how does she react? During a tournament.
Yeah. So for me, it's, like, different because I just changed the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have, like, I don't really have, like, during tournament yet, she never really came, like, a lot because I wasn't that good, so I was individual. But, like, the only tournament she came to see me, every time, like, I had a bad shot, she would always, like, come up to me and be like, hey, it's okay, you can get up and down, you can do that. So she's like pretty positive.
Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel, like, in the moment when she said, you know, like, positive
yeah,
things?
If I'm on a bad day, sometimes it would, like, make me more, like, confident for mm-hmm. the next shot, and, like, sometimes I would, like, make on, like, myself, like, even more pressure. But it depends, like, it depends on the shot. It depends on, like,
yeah.
if it was, like, actual really bad shot or not. And if it was, like, if it's, like, how do you say that? If I miss the wrong, like, side of the...
Okay.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's not a consistent, like... So, you would say coach's reaction is pretty consistent, but the way you respond to it isn't always
yeah.
the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... So tell me a little bit, like, how does, like, apart from what coach says,
mm-hmm.
like, what does she do after you hit a bad shot? Like, what's her body language? How does she respond to that?
I never really paid attention at that.
Okay. So it's not
because,
like...
Because, yeah, mostly I'm just, like, really... Like, I'm a person that is... I'm, like, really, like, focusing on my game, so I really don't, like, see other people's reaction to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I never really focused, like, on that.
Okay.
So I never really... I couldn't answer you.
Okay.
I don't
no,
want,
that's good. So
I don't want to have to, like, a wrong
That, but that says a lot. So you don't necessarily look at coach immediately.
No.
And look into what she's doing.
Yeah, no. Okay. I mean, like, and, like, if you like, she can have a bad reaction. Like, she may be like, oh, she had a bad child. But I really don't, like, yeah, no. I feel like if I see that, I would, like, actually not.
Mm-hmm. So you just prefer to not look at all?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
And, like, maybe talk to her, but, like, after a while, like, just walking down the fairway, something like that.
Yeah. Once it has time to tell me, what is, what is the... No, I'm going to ask you this one later. I'm going to ask you this anyway. Tell me what you would consider the worst reaction a coach has ever had to your bad shot.
I'm trying to think if I had that with my old coach, because I know sometimes he had really bad reaction.
Yeah.
But it was like mostly because he's like really instinctive. Like he cannot control himself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the worst would be like him telling me, oh, that was really bad. Or like, oh, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, making me feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Kind of like make you feel like you did it on purpose.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And like, or like even when we had like that... So before, like sometime before a shot, you not agree with your coach.
Mm-hmm.
And like you actually choosing what you think is good for you, and you actually have a bad shot, and he's gonna be like, oh yeah, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me once, and I told my coach, I was like, no, don't say ever that to me again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it's really bad. I think like mentally during the round after, you just think about it a lot.
Yeah, no, that I understand that. So in the past, like all the coaches you've had guy coaches and female coaches.
Yeah, I had one guy. I mean, basically coach is my first lady coach.
So how would you compare the two, like a guy coach and a girl coach?
It's really different because also my old coach, he was a basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a lot... The thing I really love with him, it's like... During the round, he wouldn't talk about golf with me.
Mm-hmm.
He would always... He knew, like, how it worked, so he would always talk to me about anything but golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved that. After that, I think because coach is, a woman, she's, like, more... She knows us our reactions sometimes, because women and boys don't have the same reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So he's more, how would I say that? She wouldn't show what she feels sometimes when we have a bad shot. My coach would more, a guy would more show it, I think.
So she hides it a little bit
better. Yeah, I think so.
Do you prefer that?
It depends. It depends if it's... during a tournament, I don't think I would... I think I like it more when she, like, hides it.
Mm-hmm.
During a practice turn or something, I want her to, like, tell me what she thinks.
Because it's more in time to be constructive and to work on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So in those times when, you know, you had a bad shot, you know, and coach came over to you and she said, you know, positive things and she reacted the way she normally does. So you say you usually, it varies on how you respond to that and how you feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
But how does it affect your performance Like, can you recall a time when maybe you hit a bad shot and coach came and talked to you and you actually played better afterwards? Mm-hmm. Or does it actually make you struggle for a little bit longer?
I'm the kind of person that, like, doesn't, like, it's either you come watch me for my whole round, mm-hmm. or don't come.
At all.
Okay. At all. I really don't like when people, like, just come and be like, from one, two holes, be like, oh, yeah, but I saw you for those two holes, and I thought you were playing really bad, mm-hmm. and I actually shot, like, 75. That's what happened for me at the regionals last year.
Mm-hmm.
My coach showed me for, like, one or two holes, and I think no, it wasn't even my coach. It was, like, one of my teammates. He was like, oh, I thought you'd play so much more than that,
mm-hmm.
because I think I had, like, three bogeys when he saw me. And I was like, I mean, shot 74.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah. I think sometimes it could help me when I had a really bad shot. But usually, I mean, it would, like, if I played bad mm-hmm. with coach, I probably would, like, try to, like, get even better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it put a lot of pressure when you have a bad shot in front of her.
Yeah.
For the next shot, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay. So, would you... So, it's kind of like when you're having a good round, would you want her to be there, or would you be okay with her not being there?
No.
You're okay with her not being there?
Yeah, for sure.
And so, when you do have a bad round, it's kind of like... come and help me and stay until I do better.
Yes.
And then you can leave.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
That's perfect.
Okay. So, tell me, you've kind of already answered this, but what would be, like, the perfect way for coach to respond in those situations? Like, she sees you hit a bad shot. What do you need her? What is the most perfect thing she could do for you?
I mean, be here for the next shot and, like, not leave.
Okay.
Because I would, like, it's the thing, sometimes coaches don't, like, I'm not saying about just her, but, like, I see a lot of coaches, they see one bad shot and they leave
mm-hmm.
from their players. And I'm just like, why are you leaving when... your player is just struggling right now. I would like to have, if I have a bad shot, just stay the whole mm-hmm. hole so we can, like, figure it out and, like,
yeah.
try to fix, I mean.
And you would want her to be there with you and helping you, like,
yeah.
talking you through
yeah.
it, not staying at a distance.
Yes.
And just watching you
yeah.
struggle,
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. So, back to female and male coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you prefer? If you could have a female or a male coach? From your experience.
I mean, if I could have both.
So, maybe like an assistant coach being
yes.
a guy
yeah.
or vice versa?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because I think that's what I miss also in the team.
Mm-hmm.
Have, like, or even, like, because I used to, like, practice for the boys too,
mm-hmm.
and was, like, helping me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think because a guy would, like, be more direct with you and be like, let's go, you got it, like,
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff like that. A girl would go, like, slowly and try to, like,
okay.
Yeah, maybe be, like, more mental
mm-hmm.
with you. And
so it's kind of like a guy would be addressing your actual swing and your performance, where a girl would be more in tune with your emotions, your mental game,
yeah.
what's going on in your
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you felt comfortable telling coach, hey, I don't want you to walk with me during tournaments? Have you, like, when I'm doing well?
I mean, every time, the only tournament I got, it was last semester in Arizona, and I feel like every time she came, it was like the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had that really. I never had to like tell her like to not come or anything. Mm-hmm. And like during individual. So I was an individual the last tournament. And so she never came because she was like with the mm-hmm. top five. And I think it's fair enough. But. If I have to tell her like what I think about her not coming or I have to see her, yeah, I will
you're
tell
kind
her.
Of,
yeah.
Okay, so you're not scared to like tell her
no,
anything like that.
No.
Okay. Right. Good. So now during practice rounds, what would you say is the worst reaction coach ever had during a practice round to one of your bad shots?
Oh, she actually had one this weekend. I had like she was in a really bad mood. We don't know why, but she was in a really bad mood. And I had like she was like, okay, you have to hit like it was like 175 yards shot to like lay up, and I hit mine. It was against the wind, so I hit my 5-wood, thinking with the wind, with a high ball, it would be perfect because my 5-wood was like 190, and I hit my shot, and I just was like left of it, so I was in the trees, and she was like, what is your yardage? Like, what do you hit that would, I'm just like, 190? She was like, and I was like, yeah, but with the wind and stuff. And she was like, oh, okay. And she just turned around. I was just like, okay, coach, bye. But, yeah. She, like, I would like, if she say that, I would like her to be like, hey, I prefer you to, like, hit that, maybe it's a bit better.
Yeah.
But
so it's just kind of she left it a little bit on rocky
ground.
Be
like,
so like okay,
what should I do then?
What should I make of this?
Yeah.
So you end up being more confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So explain to me again, what was your version of a bad shot during a practice round?
Practice one is more about the swing.
The swing?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. So it almost sounds like you would want your coach, you wouldn't want Coach Jameson to be there during a tournament, but you want your male coach to be there during the practice round so that he can address the swing.
Yeah.
Okay, but so you said like your male coach during tournaments, he would like talk to you about stuff that wasn't related to golf, and you liked that.
Mm-hmm.
So have you told coach that you like that? Like if she walks with you, let's not talk about golf, let's talk about something else.
I mean, not really, because we never like really walked together.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, yeah, I never really had that opportunity to tell her,
all right. So would you say like coach being your coach, it's kind of like she figures out what's best for you along the way? It's not that you guys meet beforehand and she asks you, okay,
yeah,
like what do you like about this, okay, do you want me to do this or this?
Yeah.
Y'all don't really have those kind
no.
of like
yeah
meetings. Would you prefer something like that, where like maybe at the beginning of the semester coach is like, okay, Julie.
Yeah, I mean that would be great.
Yeah.
But I mean right now I don't think I really need it because I'm not in the top five yet. So I mean if I'm in the top five and she asks me what is the best for me, I would tell her, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But right now
Alright. So do you have any like last comments, anything that you maybe want to say about all of this that maybe I didn't ask you the question?
I mean, thinking right now, no.
Can't really think of anything.
No.
What else do you think would be, like, good to study, like, in terms of golf and relationships with your coach?
I mean, now we talk about that, I really want to see, like, how she reacts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a thing that I will check.
Yeah.
If she, like, if I have a bad shot, and be like, see what she do, but...
So is it going to bother you now? Now that, like, I've addressed this, now you're going to be like...
I mean, not really. It's
I don't want it to, like...
No, it's not going to bother me. No, okay. Not at all. It's just going to be, like, maybe...
You're going to be, like, curious now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah. Not really. That's true, though.
All right. I'm trying to think. I didn't ask you a whole lot of questions about practice because I have the wrong... version here, but alright. Well, that's all I got for you.
Alright.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alright, let's see here. 20 minutes, that's not too bad.
That's really not too bad.